Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Heard was correct. This is Free Talk Live. This time somebody actually, well, I guess he didn't ask me, nobody, but he did say it, and so now I'm confirming, yes, he was correct.
Who?
The guy who just said Free Talk Live before I said Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, in the intro music, there's that guy who got Free Talk Live. I think his name is Zeus. Is that the guy? That's him.
Is that Zeus?
I believe so, yeah.
The really? One who turned into a cow?
I don't know about that part. I don't know about that either.
Didn't Zeus turn into a bull? No, he turned into a bull to pursue one of his mortal targets.
All right. Well, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, or as we like to say, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I was talking about this during the break with these guys. I wanted to mention it on the air. I had to do a thing for my day job, and so while I was doing the thing, I turned on a football game. And during the football game, I saw propaganda, obvious propaganda, for something called Mask Up America.
Oh, boy.
Hashtag Mask
Wow.
Up America. And now, I'm paraphrasing the entire commercial here, but it went something like this. We live in unprecedented times. It's got ominous music playing in the background and, you know, a stern but, low talking voice or low, he's not yelling or anything. We live in unprecedented times in America. And
we certainly are.
And there are some folks out there who don't want to wear masks. Come on.
Mask up, pulled America. It up, man. You should have pulled it up online. It's got to be there.
I couldn't find the exact one. They have a variety of these commercials.
They're probably all bad.
We certainly do live in perilous times, because the last time we reacted to a disease this way, it was like the Black Plague,
right,
which killed off 33% of Europe, and now they're behaving the same. I mean, they're doing the same sorts of things they did during the Black Plague, only maybe this will kill at most. I mean, if everybody got it, it would kill one half of 1% of the population.
Yeah. So my point is that this propaganda was presented on national television, and their entire argument was, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the best they could come
like
up with.
They didn't present any, like, facts or evidence or anything like that.
They should have screamed, the science is settled, because, you know, the scientists don't agree on this.
The best they could do was, come on, and then follow it with Mask Up America with a hashtag Mask Up America.
Well, clearly the sentiment is supposed to be that it's so obvious. I mean, clearly you guys are in the minority. Why don't you just jump on the bandwagon?
It's funny, when you turn off your television, semi-permanently, and that is to say that when I turned on this thing, I didn't turn on, like, regular television or cable television. Mm-hmm. I had to stream it.
And watching a bootleg.
I'm watching, somebody else, somebody else's television who's rebroadcasting right across the internet, just to get this program on while I was doing my thing. But I was just like, oh, my gosh. When you turn off the TV and then you turn it back on, you recognize the obvious propaganda, right? Unlike when you just have TV on all the time, it's just a thing that's on in the background, and things just go by you and you don't notice them as much. When you turn it off and then you turn it back on for like 3 hours, you're just amazed at the level of stupidity that apparently is prevalent amongst humanity. There was a commercial for the presidential debate between Trump
tomorrow
and
night,
Biden, right? And it had, I mean, it looked almost exactly like a WWE showcase, right?
Yeah.
Like, Trump, doom, 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 Biden, doom, doom, doom. And they had like little clips from each one. And yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is horrible.
I guess Joe Jorgensen is the revolution, because the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah.
Kill your TV.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that on air. I am horrified by the national propaganda. Mm-hmm. And this is just another clue, right? Mm-hmm. If something requires national advertising to do, you might want to look into why. Why do they feel it needs national freaking advertising?
In a real pandemic, a real epidemic, you don't have to work to get people scared because their friends are getting sick. Their families are dying. They see these things happening next to us. What do we see happening next to us?
Nothing.
How many sick people do you know?
Zero.
Any of you listening, how many sick people do you know? Ask yourself that. I don't know. Maybe all our listeners are hip to this, but good God, it kills me that people are falling for this.
Yeah, and with little resistance, if any.
Yeah.
As near as I can tell, we're it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Even people that I regarded as principled libertarians are falling for this. And it's like, and partially I understand it because the fear is, of course, that I'll turn out to be wrong and had some hand in making this thing worse in the lens of history. But I do not believe that that is possible, you know?
Honestly, I don't care. Even if it were real, I am not going to be told what to do by these government goons who are never trustworthy. And, you know, maybe there would be some sensible things that one could do if it were actually a real threat.
Well,
but there's no reason to believe that it is in any way a significant threat whatsoever. But even if it were a real threat, I still would distrust whatever the government were saying.
And to that point, I would like to point out that the government has not been saying anything about how to actually stay healthy. How to improve your immune system. They're saying nothing about
these things. Well, they said wash your hands. I mean, that's generally good sanitation.
Well, that's something,
right.
But, you know, vitamin D, vitamin C,
right. You know, get more exercise,
sunlight,
you know, they don't want you to get sunlight. No, they don't,
want you to eat healthier. No. They don't want you to get good nutrition. Yeah. They don't want, you know, they're saying nothing about, you know, they're not bringing any doctors to say, hey, here's what you can do in your daily lives to help boost your immune system, which is really what you need, right? Because the human immune system is, well, I mean, as near as I can tell, you know, the best option that we have to combat these types of things.
Yeah, well, it was the one that was built by the invisible hand of evolution, you know, and that's that tends to do work better than any human mind is going to do in finding what really works.
Yeah,
that's why eugenics is a bad idea. We can't do the kind of job that nature can do in designing a species.
I did look it up. Apparently, Andrew Cuomo is behind the Mask Up America campaign. So, you know,
the governor of New York.
Yeah.
Oh, the dirtbag, the one who wants to grab all the guns.
That's the one.
No, not all of them. He wants his men to have them.
Right.
True. But once his men have them, I think they've technically been grabbed.
Yeah.
So we were talking in the previous couple of segments about the Christopher Cantwell trial, a man who is looking at federal sentencing for what equates to an internet argument. These are, near as I could tell, unprecedented events with regards to freedom of speech.
Yeah, he's a political prisoner.
And I don't have better news. This from ABCNews.com. Man gets 1 year in jail for holding large parties against COVID-19 rules.
No more fun allowed. I mean, we've been saying this all year long. It's over.
Yeah, and no protest. Because this must have been, at least in some to some extent, a protest.
Well, I don't know about that. It might have just been a party.
I don't know. I think that by breaking a rule, you always somewhat protest that rule. You're saying this isn't right.
Yes.
You know, just about.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to believe that, but on the other hand, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, I was in there with guys who had done nothing wrong, but yet believed that they still needed to be punished because they got caught doing something that they were told was wrong. So,
it wasn't
a protest for them to sell marijuana. It was what they wanted to do to make some money, and now they're sorry because they got caught.
Well, I think that's to some extent a defense in that that is the gangster kind of view of things. Is it's all a game, and they played the game better than I played the game if I got busted.
Well, it wasn't a defense. They were already convicted.
Yeah. I'm talking psychological defense.
We'll get more into the tale of Sean Myers, a 42-year-old who held two large parties within 1 week and now faces jail. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
back, everybody, to Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk show program where you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products. And authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
We just began mentioning this article from ABC News from September 26th. Sean Myers, age 42, held two large parties within 1 week, prosecutors say. And the headline reads, "Man gets 1 year in jail for holding large parties against COVID-19 rules." We haven't even started the article, but I just want to say we have seen today the conviction, two felonies, of Christopher Cantwell for what he amounts to an internet argument.
Yeah.
A little flame war, which has been going on since the dawn of the internet.
Yeah, a private flame war that the so-called victim never reported to police.
Yeah. And now we're seeing a man facing a year. It says he got 1 year, so apparently a man.
Sentence. He took a guilty plea, I would guess.
A Maryland man. This is from the article.
No, it says there's a trial.
A Maryland man has been sentenced to 1 year in jail after he hosted two parties against the governor's COVID-19 large gathering orders,
wow.
Prosecutors said.
And this is Maryland? Okay.
Maryland.
See, this is an important. There's two more chances to get rid of this. And one is at the state Supreme Court level, and the other is at the federal Supreme Court level. And so if I were this guy, I would be filing a civil rights complaint with the state and federal government and see if something can be done.
Again, it's a clear violation of his right to assemble.
Absolutely.
And
that kind of decision is not made in the trial court. It's made in the appeals court every single time.
But he may not have the money to go to appeals.
Well, that's a great time for a GoFundMe. I didn't have the money to go to appeal, but on an important issue, I was able to raise $16,000 from behind jail walls. So,
what is a bench trial?
A bench trial is a trial by judge as opposed to a trial by jury.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I would not have gone to in this case, because the judge is going to be interested in the letter of the law, which says that constitutional issues don't matter in a trial court, whereas a jury might well see through this all the way to the constitutional issue and basically nullify.
You have a better chance.
It only takes 1 in 12. I mean, if you have an opportunity to do jury duty, do jury duty and acquit some poor bastard like this.
Yep. This says, following a bench trial, Sean Marshall Myers, age 42, was convicted of two counts of failure to comply with an emergency order, according to a Friday statement from the Charles County State Attorney's Office. On March 22nd, officers responded to Myers' home in Hughesville for a report of a large party violating Governor Larry Hogan's state of emergency and large gathering orders.
We should call these guys Hogan's heroes.
Hogan, the guys who were responding to this party were Hogan Zeros, for sure.
Definitely.
Officers found about 50 people.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, 50 people at Myers' home. And they told Myers that his party violated the current rules, prosecutors said. Myers allegedly argued with the officers, but he eventually agreed to disband his party, prosecutors said.
Anarchists of America, disband.
Mistake number one was talking to the officers.
Don't talk to the police.
Now, we don't know what the situation was when the cops arrived at the house, but if you're having a party in violation and there's, you know, whether it's a high school party, college party, whatever, or it's just some guy throwing a party, if the cops show up, don't answer the door. That would be what I would suggest. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice, but sure. If I were you, I wouldn't even answer the door. There's no benefit to it.
Now, at a party, though, like...
The problem is some drunk guy's going to open the door. You've got to have a doorman.
Yeah, if there's parties like I've been to, yeah, like just some, you know, some guy having a, hey, you know, the pizza's here, whatever, right?
Yeah, you've got to stop that from happening.
See, what I do, if anything, like when cops came to the, Keene Activist Center next door to the studio back when it was that, you know, I would slip out the back door, come up behind the cops, and basically say, can I help you? And they'd, you know, they'd want to ask me, no, you got to get off the property first. I'm not going to talk to you while you're on the property because you've been told you don't belong there. And so I will try to draw them away. Now, of course, I'm a professional activist, mm-hmm. So that makes me kind of a cop wrangler. I've had to learn. So kids, don't try this at home, maybe, but it's worked for me.
Yeah, these are just some ideas, not legal advice. But ideas,
nobody's qualified to give you legal advice on this show.
Ideas, nonetheless, you decide whether they're good for you. Days later, on March 27th, officers again responded to Meyer's home for another report of a party with more than 50 people. So the cops came to his first party. He was like, okay, we'll shut it down. And then the next week, he had another party. Because why not, right?
Sounds like he's got some bad neighbors somewhere.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that he will fight for our right to party.
You got blue hair in that photograph there?
It does appear as if he has blue hair, yeah. My advice to you, do not wait to be a grandmother to have blue hair. At any rate,
I will certainly not wait till I am a grandmother.
Officers told Myers to disband the second party as well, but again, he was argumentative, claiming he and his guests had the right to congregate.
How dare he?
Damn right.
How dare he exercise his rights as a human being, according to the prosecutors. Myers also allegedly told his guests to stay in defiance of Governor Hogan's orders and the officers' lawful orders to disband
the party. Great.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I missed out on a good party, apparently.
Well, if nothing else, we should be putting money on his books.
Officers tried to reason with Myers and obtain his cooperation. That can't be true. This is a quote from the prosecutors. That can't be true. If they tried to reason with him, they would have realized that what they're doing is unreasonable.
Yeah. Well, maybe they tried to reason with him, but they could not reason.
There was no reason for them to reason because the whole thing was unreasonable.
I cannot reason. My wit's diseased.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it time for you to fight for your right to party? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon.
President Trump at the White House discussing coronavirus testing. The president also says vaccines are on the horizon.
Vaccines are coming, and they're coming fast. We have four great companies already in It's going to be added to very rapidly. They're in final stages of testing.
In a Louisville court, Brett Hankison, the former Louisville cop involved in the deadly Breonna Taylor raid, pleads not guilty to three counts of wanton endangerment. A pretrial conference is set for October 28th. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 410 points to finish at 27,584. The S&P and NASDAQ also were up. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing with debate prep on Monday. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Despite many states requiring people to wear masks when out in public, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold.
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sounds just like that.
That's what I call guitar ease.
Uh-huh.
Right? So sometimes when you're explaining a guitar riff to another member of your band or other musicians and,
guitar ease?
Yeah, guitar
ease. Please tell me that's not the name of a lubricant.
No, that's fret ease.
Okay.
Is what that is. But, that's to make your fretboard nice and slick so that you can, do all your wheedly wheels and stuff like that.
Okay, but, groovy.
Yeah, guitar ease.
Although anything can be a dildo if you have the courage. It's just that's a true. Bad plan.
No, guitar ease is something like I used to call it jogging-gingao, right?
Huh?
Jogging-gingao.
Jogging-gingao?
Right, yeah, because I'm like, hey, check out this
that
riff,
sounds
bro.
Delicious.
It's jogging-gingao, 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 right?
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the drummer goes, oh, you mean like dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, and he starts playing that, right, And I'm like, yeah, just like that, right? So that would be, guitar ease, so... Anyway.
Okay, gotcha. I have spoken that language.
Anyway, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Because now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. They've made it really easy. Just visit anypayinc.com, set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin, then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it.
Ooh.
Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to anypayinc.com. That's anypayinc.com. And thanks
Woo-hoo.
To those guys for putting that together, because that's... It just makes me want to, like, open some sort of a website that's crypto only, you know, slap that up as your only payment option and, you know, go that route. At any rate, we were talking about a gentleman, 42 years old, Sean Myers, out of Maryland, who apparently has received a one-year jail sentence for holding large parties against the COVID-19, it says rules here, but the mandates from the governor of Maryland.
Wow.
He held a party. The cops were called. He eventually agreed to, okay, I'll shut the party down. He held another party a week later. The cops showed up again. They say he was argumentative. He told his guests, no, don't go. No, we're going to continue partying. And then it says the officers tried to reason with him and obtain his cooperation to no avail, which we said was not true because if the officers really used reason, they would realize that they're the unreasonable ones in this situation. But nonetheless, Myers was then arrested.
Wow.
See, copyright is brain damage because I really want to put on the Beastie Boys for 3 minutes as a tribute to this guy.
Now, you know, this is about as far as the article goes. There is one more statement here that I wanted to make sure we made. After Myers is released from his 1 year in jail, he will be on unsupervised probation for 3 years.
Wow. So he basically got the same thing I got for selling 4 quarter pounds of weed and 2 hits of LSD.
Yep.
Just to, by means of comparison.
For having a party on his own property.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, when mom was out of town. Mom didn't say he could.
I don't feel like I should have to say it to the listeners, but I will. This does not bode well for freedom in the geographic area known as the United States of America.
It certainly doesn't bode well for freedom in Maryland. And if you're in Maryland and you're looking for a place to escape, we haven't had any arrests for partying in New Hampshire yet.
Yet? Yeah, that's true. Not
well,
yet.
I mean, unless you count smoking weed on the common, but they've gotten over that.
That hasn't happened in years.
Nah.
But there was a ticketing for setting off a mortar firework last weekend at the parties we've been throwing in Central Square. So some could argue that a ticketing is technically an arrest, but it's certainly not what people think of when they hear the term arrest.
Yeah, and he's not going to do a year in jail. He's not.
No, worst case would be 2 days.
Oh, yeah, if he chose not to pay the fine, then yeah, that would be worst case 2 days.
Yeah, it's all very disturbing. I wish the best to Sean Myers.
But in that case, that was for a so-called, quote, display of fireworks, which was already on the books, so it certainly wasn't a new ordinance that didn't have anything to do with the governor's order.
Yeah, it wasn't any COVID nonsense. It was pre-existing nonsense.
Yeah.
The police did confiscate some wine that was sitting there.
They did steal somebody's wine. We'll never know whose it was.
It couldn't have been nobody's. It must have been somebody's.
Looked like a reasonably full box of, what, Franzia or something?
Something like that.
One of those, you know, bladder in a box type deals.
So, tragic. Somebody got that wine and it wasn't us.
Nobody was inclined to claim it.
Somebody did ask, as the officers confiscated it, if the officers were thirsty.
True.
You officers thirsty tonight? You going to tie one on? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't respond, of course.
Winejackers.
Winejackers.
Well, you know, this whole thing with the guy getting arrested and now going to jail, apparently for a year, because he wanted to throw parties, which, you know, should be his right to do as long as he's not destroying his neighbor's property or keeping them awake or whatever. I think that he's absolutely within his rights in that particular case. But so apparently those rights don't exist anymore. It's sad, but it's over. Sorry, America. Freedom is dead. The First Amendment has been attacked this year, and it's been attacked in an unprecedented level that I've never seen in my lifetime, and it's really bad.
Yeah. See, when you said, isn't this America, I'm flashing back to the South Park episode with white trash in trouble. When every time white people drink Bush, or was it Bush beer, basically they'd end up getting arrested, and the cops would make them say, for the cops takeoff show they were doing, as they were putting them in the car, they'd like beat them up until they said, I'm white trash, and I'm in trouble.
It is a horrifying state of affairs. I can't I can't believe this is happening. We've got people going to prison for having an internet argument. We've got people going to jail for merely having a gathering on their own parties of a party, a gathering on their own property of a party. I don't know what it's going to take for people other than us, right, to, you know, try and do something about it. And I'm talking about standing up to these bastards. I'm talking about the possibility of congregating with others who are of the like mind in an area where you can do something and make a difference, like the New Hampshire Freedom Movements, for yeah. example.
It seems like the best bet to me, and there aren't a whole lot of options out there.
Yeah.
No, there isn't. And, you know,
I mean,
know,
if you want to do a less extreme form of congregation, I do recommend getting on the LRN.FM Matrix server so you can congregate with us from afar and maybe learn more about it in a safe and private environment.
We saw last week the woman at a football game, I believe it was a high school football game, got
middle
tased,
school, elementary, middle school, it was actually younger than high school,
got tased and arrested for not wearing a mask, even though they were social distancing. She was sitting with her family in a, you know, a bleachered area.
Nothing will be acceptable except total compliance.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is when you put up memes about that on Facebook, the Facebook Fact Ministry of Truth says that that's not actually true. She wasn't arrested for not wearing the mask. She was arrested for trespassing, yeah. And it's like, yeah,
but why did
they ask her to leave a public place?
Right.
Oh, because she wasn't wearing a mask. So
right.
that's just how the Ministry of Truth uses truth to lie to you.
Well, that's what they also charged Rochelle Kelly with here in New Hampshire. Which I posted an update to last week at freekeen.com. She was one of the mothers who was targeted by police at the Concord playground earlier this
taking
year.
Taking her kid to the playground, right.
Right. They didn't charge her with violating the governor's orders. They charged her with criminal trespass and disorderly conduct. She's now facing 2 years in jail because that's going to help her kids.
I want to see the militia muster at her trial.
Mm. Yeah, I want to see a whole bunch of things. And, well, one of them is the end of the organization known as the state. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got your calls and thoughts coming up on Free Talk.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, welcome back to it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, and we'll get to your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me in the studio.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from ABCNews.com about Sean Myers, a 42-year-old who... Well, he threw a couple of parties on his own property. This apparently violated the governor's mandates, and so he was arrested and sentenced to 1 year in jail plus 3 years of probation when he gets out for merely holding parties at his
good
property.
Lord.
So we
that'll teach you to disobey His Excellency. Yeah.
Is he His Excellency, Sue?
Yeah.
Do they call all of them that, the governors?
No, I don't know what they call them in Maryland. They may have a different term.
I think it's just Governor Snoo Snoo that does that here in the Shire.
I don't know.
Governor Snoo Snoo. He gives good Snoo Snoo.
Some of the New England states are similar, but I don't know which ones would have that same terminology.
Well, let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live. Let's go with Joe in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe. What's up?
Yeah, I've got neighbors that have thrown parties. I've had get-togethers at my house. Just this weekend, one neighbor had a massive, family get-together. You know what I did? I minded my own business. And I think what really gets me, I don't know, not disappointing. It makes me mad to think that there are people out there who they got nothing better to do with their time than, ooh, they're having a barbecue and they're not social. They don't have masks on.
Mm-hmm.
They're not social distance. It's like that woman at the football game. She was social distancing. She was away from everybody. Some little Karen, some, government collaborator, they called, they had to.
Yeah.
It's, how much more of this are people going to take?
That is a great question, Joe. I don't know. It boggles my mind that this can even happen today, much less happen where there's video of an altercation like the woman at the football game not wearing the mask, where the cop indeed does tase her and nobody stands up to do anything about it. All the people around just go, oh my gosh, what's going on? And they're quick to pull up their cell phones and film it, but they're not quick to get up and help their fellow man when they're being persecuted by armed thugs.
That cop should have been bum rushed, dude, by everybody in the stands, what he did.
Just like the guy who got George Floyd.
People standing around, it's all over the internet. Every time you'll see something terrible happen to somebody in our modern culture, let me get my phone out instead of doing something. But this mask stuff, man, everybody knows they don't work. These little paper cloth masks people are wearing.
But they keep going along with it.
People are scared to do anything about it, stand up to it. Yeah. And it's this thing of, if you can get people or a person to say or do something that they know is not true, you're like, it's like you're killing their spirit or you're taking away their humanity.
Yeah.
That may sound over the top, but I mean, what's next? Are we going to have to wear freaking hazmat suits just to go grocery shop? And what gets me about it is the curve was flattened a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it was 2 weeks, 6 months ago.
I think that death of self that you mentioned is what Shakespeare was talking about when he said the coward dies 1,000 deaths and the hero dies but one.
Yeah, it's 100% true. And, you know, I don't know. It's embarrassing, just depressing that, I guess, in a way that there are so many people that are just willing to, you know, just wear the mask. Don't make a big deal about it.
So when you move into New Hampshire, John?
What's that?
When are you moving to New Hampshire?
I don't know, man. You guys got some liberals.
Okay. I'm from Ann Arbor, so don't you tell me we ain't got no liberals in Michigan, bro.
Well, I've been South Dakota's been kind of looking pretty good to me. I'm a very big Second Amendment guy, and I'd have to move someplace that's.
New Hampshire has constitutional carry, bro. Keep up.
Yeah, I've looked into
no permit required.
I've looked on the and all that stuff.
Yep. Well, we do have a small but vocal contingent of activists here who are trying to do something about it. You know, we've experienced things like, you know, we went and had dinner the other night with no masks on at a restaurant, even
a nice restaurant.
Like an adult. Like a normal human being.
Like normal.
You know,
yeah.
Not some little, you know, can I come and eat in your restaurant? Oh, we can only let so many. How are these businesses supposed to make it when they
they're
come
not,
out, you know?
They're not supposed to make it.
They're continuing to close down. The ones who closed and remain closed, 50% of them are not going to reopen.
60%.
60%.
Yeah. The idea seems to be to shut down all the small businesses so the Fortune 500 makes all the money there is to be made.
Yeah, you'll notice all the essential businesses were large enterprises, large corporate enterprises.
Yeah.
You know, Walmart is essential, but, you know, Bob's Tool Shack is not essential.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I think there's some I don't know. There's so many conspiracy theories out there about this crap, but I tell you what, these politicians need to be held accountable, and if people in your life that are like, you know, the tattletale, little Karens and stuff, just get them out of your life, man. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you, Joe, and thank you for that.
And the ones that, you know, you can't, you know, they're just really, you know them, if you know them personally or whatever. It's hard with family and stuff, but I just can't stand sheep anymore. I about had it. So.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call tonight. We do appreciate it. I'm with him. I
say bye on sheep.
Everybody seems very sheepish, very unable to mind their own business when it's appropriate. There seems to be, you know, a culture of snitches at this point. We've seen the toll-free hotlines that some of these governments are putting up for people to call, or websites even, where if you see somebody not complying with the mandates, please call this toll-free number or visit us at blah, 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 snitch.com or whatever the heck it is. And, you know, let us know that somebody's violating these things and we'll take care of it for you.
Yep. Yep. The Ministry of Truth will get you.
No, sir, I don't like it. Let's go to Olivia in Phoenix. Olivia, you are on Free Talk Live. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Olivia.
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about, like, a few different things, but the first one was I've been loving Nobody Tells the Truth. Both you and Nobody have, like, really amazing life stories. They would make really amazing,
you.
Like, graphic novels or something. I hope one day you record, like, everything. Yeah.
Well, of my story is graphic.
But, so I hope y'all keep doing it. Like, what days do you do the show on?
I do the show every Friday at 10:30 to 12. And the ones that I really like, I push through to the to the Free Talk Live channel. But not all of them. So, feel free to, check in on either the D Live or the Twitch channel, and those will have all of them.
Awesome. Well, I really called in to talk about the guy going to jail for an internet argument, and then the guy who's getting a year and then three years of probation for a party or two.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable.
Really,
huh?
Who do they think they're going to protect with 3 years of probation? Like, they're obviously just making that guy miserable and trying to catch him on some kind of, like, traffic ticket or something so they can lock him up. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That's what probation's all about.
Probation is a trap.
Yeah, it's all about putting people on absolutely ridiculous restrictions so they can easily violate them and get caught. Now, they did say it was, quote, unsupervised probation, I believe, that he was facing.
Yeah.
So it could be worse, I suppose, in that case. That doesn't sound like they're going to be busting into his house and searching for, you know, trying to find a beer in the fridge so they can violate him in that case. But still, any amount of punishment for having a group of people together voluntarily on a piece of property that you supposedly own is too much punishment.
Well, and he's still going to jail for a year. So.
Yeah, that's why I say any amount is too much.
And it still gives him the opportunity to go after him if he speaks out.
Right.
I think that's a lot of the reason for unsupervised probation.
Olivia?
Right. And, yeah, I've known people who went to jail not for the original offense, but, like, for some nonsense parking ticket or speeding ticket, something, you know, no one should go to jail for. But... And that was really, I mean, it ruined their life. And, but I was just thinking also, but you know, it was funny. I actually really enjoy wearing a mask. I don't actually wear a mask. I wear a bandana, but I found it's really useful to keep the dust out of your nose and the sun off your face, and you don't have to smile at strangers. And, I have something.
It's your choice. Do you want to hang on, Olivia?
Yeah.
All right. Stand by. All right. 855 450 free. We've got more with Olivia and Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.